Good day, friends. It's nice to see you today. Welcome to Bible Sunshine, where we allow God's love, His light, and His life to shine in, even on a cloudy, cold day in Brooklyn, New York. So we're glad you've joined us, and let's turn our hearts to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine of your love, of your truth, and of your person. And Father, today we pray that you will encourage our hearts through your word. And Lord, if there's someone out there who sees this, hears this, and they're down today, I pray you will encourage them in the Lord. I pray they will be strengthened, that they will look to Jesus. And Lord, if there's someone who does not know Christ, show them the way of salvation, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. We're looking at the book of Philippians. We've studied rejoice and joy, and we're studying the phrase in Christ, or in Him, or in the Lord, or in whom. So we continue on here, and I would continue the challenge to each one to read the book of Philippians or listen to it every day. Let this be a part of your life, this wonderful epistle of joy. Read it, listen to it on your phones, and let Philippians encourage and strengthen your heart. I haven't yet said how many times we see in Christ, in Him, in whom. I want you to continue to study as you read, highlight or circle those references, and if you have a number, would you please email it to me at PastorWoodyProphet@gmail.com, PastorWoodyProphet, 2Fs, 2Ts, @gmail.com. Tell me that you have found how many occurrences there are of in Christ, in the Lord, in Him. We pick up today in chapter 3. I want to go back and just review verse 9. And be found in Him, the Apostle Paul says, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. And now in verse 10, we see the driving motivation of the life of the Apostle Paul, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Now, listen to verse 11 carefully. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. I want to understand why the Lord saved me, the Apostle Paul says, and so I press on. This is a word that he uses more than once in Philippians. It's the word to pursue, to define it like this, to move rapidly and decisively toward an object. Hasten, run, press on. He said, I want to press on to know the reason the Lord Jesus saved me. In verse 13, he says, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press, and there it is again, I press, I pursue, I move rapidly toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Think of this phrase here, upward call. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Indeed, we have been called with a heavenly calling. We have been called upward in our salvation. And Paul says, I'm pursuing, I'm pressing toward the goal of the prize of the upward call. Think about this. We are called upward in our salvation. We will be called upward in our glorification, the third aspect of salvation, when we are removed from the very presence of sin and we're in the presence of the Lord forever. And we each day have an upward call, the upward call in sanctification to a holy life, to a life being like the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is ahead for the believer in Christ when we die? We will be with the Lord in His presence forever. But we will also face one day when Jesus comes back, the Bema seat, the place where we are evaluated for our service to the Lord, our works, and not whether or not we're saved, not judged for our sins. That's the great white throne judgment for unbelievers, but evaluated for our works. And there will be prizes awarded at that time. I'm wondering if Paul also has that in mind here. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, and it's in Christ Jesus. I am looking forward to not only being with the Lord forever, but I'm looking forward to standing before the Lord and receiving reward for faithful service to Him. Notice it's all in Christ Jesus. One day we will be forever with the Lord because we have been united in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been placed into Christ, into His body. And one day we will enjoy eternal life and we will reign with Him with rewards that have been given to us. In Revelation, it seems to indicate that those rewards are cast at Jesus' feet. It's all about Him. It's not about us. So the prize is in Christ Jesus. It's located in Him. It's enabled by Him. And it is finally at His very feet where we will place our rewards and we reign with Him forever. It's a wonderful salvation that we have. In the past, God saved us from the penalty of sin. That's our justification. We're declared right with God. In the present, we're being saved from the very power of sin. And in the future, we will be saved from the presence of sin. Justification, sanctification, glorification. And it's all a part of God's wonderful salvation. The upward call from God to salvation is tremendous, and the best is yet to come, and it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that concludes the In Him in chapter 3, as far as I can tell, and now we go to chapter 4, and here we have a special use of in the Lord. Chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. And notice how he says, beloved ones. These believers were very precious to the Apostle Paul. And he says, stand fast in the Lord. Over and over in Scripture, we are encouraged to stand. In the book of Ephesians, when Paul describes the amazing spiritual armor that believers are to put on, when he describes that in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, the emphasis in the whole passage is on standing, standing, standing in the Lord. There aren't too many sports that are won seated on the floor. In football, if you're on the ground, you're probably not winning unless you just dove across the goal line. But you need to be on your feet, running, moving, blocking, passing, all of that in order to be able to score. And in basketball, if someone is seated on the court, we have a problem. We need to stand. And in the battles of the Christian life, it's important for us to stand. In the body of believers, it's important that we stand fast and stand together. He says in verse 1, my beloved You're my longed for. You're my joy. You're my crown. Stand fast in the Lord based on knowing the best is yet to come. Verse 21 of chapter 3. The Lord will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he's able even to subdue all things to himself. In light of that future, stand fast. Be on your feet in the Christian life. Now, what if we get knocked down? What if at some point along the road from here to heaven, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ stumbles, falls, trips up, and is down? What should he or she do? Here's what you should do. If the reason you stumbled is because of sin, then go to 1 John 1:9 and confess your sin to the Lord Jesus, find the forgiveness that's in him, and get up and keep running in the Christian life. Let's say that someone has been cast down because of discouragement. You're discouraged, or maybe because of criticism, or because of something else. What should you do? Don't grovel on the ground. Get up, look to Christ, and run to the finish line. Stand, get up and stand once again. So wherever you are today, my friend, in your Christian experience, I encourage you to stand. And notice it's not in your strength. Stand fast in the Lord. Be strong. Stand in the Lord's power. And that's what Paul has told us in Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, when it comes to spiritual battles, if we depend on ourselves, we will fall down. We have no strength in ourselves to resist the evil one. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in your flesh. No. Be strong because you can do it. No. Be strong because you can pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. No. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So Paul encourages the Philippians here to stand fast, not in their strength, in the Lord, not in their resources, but in the Lord. And in the Lord, there is sufficient strength. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll just introduce one more. Chapter 4, verse 2 shows us perhaps a little issue in the Philippian church. And he says here, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. He had just told them to stand fast, but apparently there was a little conflict here with these two women. I take it that they were godly women. They were doers. They wanted to accomplish things, and somehow they got into each other's lunchbox and they stepped on each other's toes. And Paul says, I implore them to be of the same mind in the Lord. I love J. Vernon McGee's thoughts here. I think he called these two women odious and soon touchy. Sometimes we can be that, can't we? We can be odious and we can be soon touchy. What's the answer to conflict between two like that? It's to be unified in the Lord. Have your focus in the Lord. Be of the same mind in the Lord. So today, let's stand fast in the Lord and let's be unified in the Lord with other believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is day 31 on our prayer calendar. And today, our countries for prayer are Malta in Europe and Portugal, also in Europe, and Spain. And these aren't on the ranking of the persecution list, at least not in the top 50. But let's pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in each of these countries. And I'd like to add prayer for the Azores, which are islands belonging to Portugal. I know there's a church there. I had the privilege of being there on one occasion. There's an Air Force base there in the Azores. So let's pray for these nations and for believers there. Our Father, we thank you today as we join our hearts in prayer for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in other places, especially in the 1040 window, especially, Lord, in countries where the gospel is challenged. And Lord, I just lift up to you the island of Malta. I pray, Lord, for your blessing there. I pray that Christians there will be strong in the Lord. They'll stand fast. I pray they'll be unified and that they will accomplish your work and that evangelism will take place. I pray for Portugal. I pray, Lord, you'll send laborers there. I pray for the Azores, Lord, that you will bless churches that are there that preach the gospel. I pray, Lord, for the Air Force base there that chaplains would preach the word of God in truth. I pray, Lord, for these countries and the churches that struggle, that you would supply their every need. And we pray also for Spain. Lord, will you send forth gospel workers there and multiply, Lord, the Bible-believing church there. Strengthen it and give them wisdom and help them to stand fast in the Lord. Our Father, I pray today for those that are grieving because of the loss of loved ones through the coronavirus. Lord, will you comfort their hearts? Will you lift them up to you? Will you point them to the Lord Jesus Christ? I pray, Father, that this scourge, this pestilence, would come to an end. But I pray, Lord, that our mayors and our governors and our Senate and our Congress and our Supreme Court and our President, Vice President, that they all would seek after you and tell the nation to turn to you and to seek your face. Father, we need you today. We praise you for your goodness. Give us your power to stand fast in the Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Sunshine. I trust your heart is encouraged. Encourage someone else today with a phone call. God bless you richly.